Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, welcome everybody to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your spiritual teacher and host for the next hour. And I am so excited for this hour. We have a very beautiful and special guest, best-selling author, Brandi Gilmore, with us tonight. And I'm super excited that we're going to be with you for the whole hour. This Medical Intuitive Miracle Show is a special blessing to us all. We've been on for quite a while now, and we're really excited about taking your calls. The number is 515-605-9709. I want to start the show off by calling in the energy of the Ascending Masters, the Angels, the Holy One for all of us tonight on this very special Tuesday by saying a beautiful prayer. This beautiful manifestation prayer of freedom for the world, for ourselves, for the globe. Let's just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. God, for me, for my family, for all humanity, throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive. Forgive ourselves, all people, all generations, past, future, please forgive us and help us forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God. Help us all forgive each other and ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. We are in constant forgiveness. We want to respect, we want to appreciate all creations and fill our creations with love. Please, God, help us, God, expand our consciousness and lead us and guide us, direct and protect us. Protect ourselves, our family, and all humanity throughout all time, now and forever. Please, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, God, for our lives. We thank you, God, for all life. We thank you, God, for all creations. We help us all to love each other more and love ourselves and be at peace with each other. We know you are helping us be at peace and move us into our higher consciousness every day, completely and totally, now and forever, throughout all time, past, present, and future. Taking those deep breaths in and exhale. We love you, God. Thank you for loving us. We love you, God. Thank you for loving us. We love you, God. Thank you for loving us. Your constant love and blessings. We appreciate you and respect you for all creations. Thank you, God. Amen. And taking those inhale and exhale, putting your hand over your heart, and let's all say namaste. Celebrating life as the gift it is from you, and now and forever. Amen. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us tonight. We're super, super, super excited about calling in that prayer of freedom for all humanity throughout all time, past and present and future. Amen. We are so excited about bringing on Brandi Gilmore. She is a researcher and mind-body healing expert who has been captivating audiences worldwide with her incredible ability to demonstrate radical healing using only the mind. She has even shown visual proof of the power of the mind using medical thermal imaging. Due to these breakthrough results, her case studies have been published in prestigious medical journals. She is also delivering mind-expanding TEDx talks, and she's been featured in several documentaries. Brandy's groundbreaking discovery stemmed from her own debilitating injuries after an accident in 2003 left her disabled and in excruciating pain and without hope of recovery. Brandy began searching for a cure. Through years of exploring every avenue for healing, Brandy eventually discovered obscure research that changed the course of her life and resulted in complete recovery. She has a brand new book out called Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body, where she shares the hidden research that is in this book. And this is how she's going to come on and explain all of this to us right now, and how several doctors and researchers discovered Brandy in this book. And I am really excited about her coming out and talking about this because, you know, I have my story about my horrible accident and research. Also, this is something that we just want to get in real deep with this conversation with Brandy. Brandy, are you here right now? Are you with us already?
I am right here, beautiful. And I have to say, you're beautiful. Your prayer was just beautiful, opening in your heart, and it's wonderful to connect with you.
Thank you so much for being here, Brandy. Tell us how you, we have a lot of listeners, we have a lot of callers, everybody's excited about you being here tonight. I've been really excited. Tell us how you recovered from this horrible, devastating, painful condition, and you were in a wheelchair, and this experience.
Yeah, I was a train wreck. So, like you said, we both had our injuries, our things that we miraculously came back from. For me, I have to say, probably like you, but this is literally the last thing I ever thought I would be doing, is showing people how to heal themselves under medical equipment. I used to do network engineering and operations, and basically I had an accident, and technically two accidents. I had a car accident and then a fall, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it, but I ended up with a neurological disorder and extreme pain, and my doctors were telling me there was nothing they could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it a head injury, or where did you fall?
No, I fell on like my back. When I did, I had from a previous accident, I had spinal end plate fractures and whatnot. And so basically it was like the nervous system was inflamed, and somebody could just literally touch my skin and it would burn. And I also had nerve lesions, and I was a mess. And basically, you know, my doctor said that there was nothing they could do. I was getting nerve ablations, infusions, injections, and ultimately, you know, nothing was working. And that set me outside of the box to try to figure out how I could possibly heal myself. Basically, I think I started where a lot of people might have started, but the placebo was what I started looking at. I thought, okay, well, there's all this, you know, research that shows the power of the mind. One of the things that was really fascinating to me was, as I started looking at the awareness that people with multiple personality disorder could have different illnesses when they were in different personalities, you know, one with the same body, but somebody could have high blood pressure in one personality and not in another, or pain or illness in different personalities. And just everything that I kept finding just kept pointing to the power of the mind and energy.
Yeah. How did you end up healing the pain that was going on in your body?
Basically, this is a few things. You know, first and foremost, if somebody had told me I could heal with my mind during my injury, I probably would have taken offense to it. You don't understand how bad my injury is. And how ultimately I ended up healing myself is I began to understand how the mind works to heal. And it sounds in some ways so simple, and yet it's not. And it can be very complicated. But ultimately, at first, I was trying to force myself to believe I was healed, because I thought that the reason the placebo worked was because of belief, that, you know, I just have to believe and convince myself and be grateful for my healing and visualize myself healed. And when that wasn't working, as I delved into research, I found something called the open label placebo, which is basically where both the doctor and the patient both know it's fake. You know, it's an open label.
Right.
And so that's what made me start really looking at, you know, how does the mind work? And what I ultimately landed on was I started looking and simplifying everything. And I started looking at emotion. I started looking at the way different emotions affect the body differently. You know, if somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, or, you know, panic attack, racing heart, shortness of breath. And there were a few key things that were breakthrough for me. One was this, was that I could look at this objectively, and I could see that there were people who had extreme trauma or extreme stress who were sick. And then I could see that there were other people who maybe were happy, but still had illness and maybe even serious illness, even though they were happy. And so basically what I began to figure out was that it's certain combinations of emotions in the subconscious mind can impact health. And when we change those, that's the way to change and heal the body. And a simple example would be something like this would be, you know, if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, they can't make cake, but if they mix it with, you know, other ingredients, then you can make cake. Now, of course, illness is not cake, but the point being is that different recipes equate to different outcomes. And so that's what I started to understand is that, okay, well, different combinations of emotions affects the physical body. And so that's what I did to heal myself, and also how I show people to heal under medical equipment. And again, remember I said it sounds so easy, and of course there's complexities. Our energy or our mindset can control our energy, and there's so many different factors to it that are often overlooked as well.
Right. What is the medical equipment you're talking about?
The medical equipment that I use is medical thermal imaging. And
oh, cool. But tell us about that.
It's so cool. So a simple way to illustrate this is, you know, if somebody has a sprained ankle or an infection, it can emit heat, you know. And so what medical thermal imaging does is it is able to detect this heat in the body from illness or pain or inflammation at a very advanced level. And so what that looks like is that if you imagine somebody who has neck pain, then you see it with medical thermal imaging, and the neck area is all red, you know, all red from pain and inflammation. And then I've been able to coach people and show them how to use their own mind to shift certain emotions or certain mindset, to shift their mindset. And you can see in real time where the skin turns from red to green as their pain goes away. It's incredible.
Yeah, I've used those before. Those are really cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and what's really great about it is that even as I'll show people how to use their mind to release the pain, what's also really neat is that, unfortunately, you know, but if the negative emotion, so let's say I were to mention the negative emotion coming back, what can happen is their pain will come back, and so too will the scan. So it'll show it on the scan where it comes back. And so what's really great is that you can see it's not just belief, it's not just placebo analgesia, that there are actual biochemical and biophysical responses that are taking place. It's really cool to just see under, you know, under the medical equipment.
Right. And do you do this in an office? Are you at an office or a research facility are you working at?
You know, both. I initially, when I did it, what I had been doing is, you know, after I healed myself, which was, you know, 15 years ago now, after I healed myself, I thought, people are going to think this is impossible. I would have thought it was impossible. And so what I did is I started showing people how to release their own pain, and people were amazed. And at each stage, I would, you know, show people, I would take volunteers who didn't believe it was possible and show them. And then one day I thought, well, you know, people are going to think that somebody's fake or they're a plant. They didn't really have neck pain or back pain or whatever it was. And so that's what made me start doing it under medical equipment. And so first I did it with Dr. Hillary Smith, who is in Sherman Oaks, California. And so I reached out to her. She's owned a thermography center for years, and for about 20 years, I believe. And so I first worked with her, and then like the last one that I just did that was published, the case studies were published in a medical journal last year. That one was done at a lab down south towards San Diego.
Yeah. So, is that SciTech?
It is SciTech, yes.
Yeah. I was studied at SciTech where I did multiple studies on women with breast cancer where it was completely dismissed off their breasts with thermography machines.
It's amazing and incredible, right?
You know, it's funny for me because that's what I do. I'm a hands-on healer. And so for me, it's just a regular day at the office. So when you talk about it, I know it's real and I know that you're very gifted. And because I'm a psychic too, you know, when you're telling me the things that maybe the audience think is unusual for me, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Because I know it's real and it's the truth. And I do it, you know, that's what I do for a living. And I've been doing it since I was a baby. So to me, it's like, yes, it's just like supposed to be happening. So
exactly. Exactly. And that's what excites me is that even like when I do it, I don't heal people. I always tell people it's not me. So I show people how to use their own mind. And like you said, you've been doing it since a baby, which is incredible. And this is the way I see it is kind of like this is that, you know, if we think about, it used to be thought that it was impossible for human beings to run a mile in under 4 minutes. And then a gentleman by the name of Roger Bannister, he did it. He ran a mile in under 4 minutes. And after he did, a bunch of people then were also able to do it because, you know, they had that awareness. And so that's really part of what my hope is that everybody realizes that we all have incredible ability to heal ourselves using our own mind. And that's what I see is I see like somebody will, you know, go through my course or class or whatever. And they'll see that, hey, we can do this. And then they go, oh my gosh, they've released their pain or their neck pain or rheumatoid arthritis numbers are normalized.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And there, you know, and for me, I'm guided by spirit. I was born with spirits and the Holy One working through me. It's not me doing it. And of course, we're all guided by, I have different views about how my work is guided. And I feel, you know, as I look through your work, that you obviously have great gifts that you're being guided by. I am so happy you're here and we're so happy you're here sharing your gifts with us and sharing your book with us, you know, and Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. It's being sold everywhere. Is it being sold on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere right now?
Everywhere. Yep. Bookstores.
Yeah. So,
everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to make sure because people that are coming on right now, this is Brandi Gilmore, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And she's also a teacher. And what is your website?
It is BrandiGilmore.com. And Gilmore is with two L's.
Yes, Gilmore, G-I-L-L-M-O-R-E. And I want to say, I want to also ask you, like, if you're just an embrace, like, can you give or share a moment, like, it was like one of those, like, aha, pivotal moments in your healing that, like, just kind of, like, said, I have to be this, like, teacher. What was, like, that moment?
You know, for me to be the teacher, you know, it's so funny because I really didn't see myself as being that. I really just wanted to show people that it works. So even after I healed, I saw myself as going back to network engineering and operations. That's, you know, back into telecommunications. And so I was just like, I just have to show people so they know. And I thought, okay, I'm going to show my doctors how to do this and people are going to want to know. And so it became show people and prove it. And you know, cause I'm a results person. I like results. Mm-hmm. And so I would say this whole journey and just became, okay, well, let me show people how to do it. Well, then let me show them under medical equipment. And then, you know, next thing I know, I'm giving a TED talk. And it just, it kind of, I wanted to help people. And I don't know that it was this desire to help people to get out of pain.
Yeah.
And it evolved.
You saw the results like in you, and then you wanted to go out and expand them to others so they could see it could be done.
Exactly. And I actually tried multiple times to go, okay, well, I'm going to go to this and this center that studies the mind, and I'm going to show them what to do so then they can do it. And it's like I tried to hand it off so many times to somebody else, and it just still following me. And
yeah, I get it. Yeah. And then did you have a specific teacher or research person that you connected with and you could tell us, or are you able to tell us, or is that in the book?
I can say anything. And, you know, I started channeling information after I healed myself, and I didn't know that was going to happen. So I could feel what other people feel. And that's what has helped me to help people get results so fast, is because then, you know, let's say somebody has neck pain or RA or, you know, autoimmune condition or whatever, I can feel what they're feeling. So I just say, you know, I help them to then shift it. And so that was really powerful in helping others to get results. As far as my own work, I would say a lot of medical journals. So I kind of got tired of the advertising of, you know, I would try a supplement and it was going to be the best thing in the world, and I would try it and I had no results. And so I kept falling into marketing, and after a while I was like, I just want medical journals. And so I started looking at research, and even, I mean, Time Magazine research from, you know, from all everywhere, just medical journals, research. And some of it is just fascinating. I mean, the awareness, a lot of times people think that energy is just woo-woo, right? And don't get me wrong, I like the woo. But it's also proven in medical science. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so there was just so much information. So I would say everything from research on biophotons to mitogenetic radiation to psychoneuroimmunology. So it's kind of geeking out on some of the stuff. But multiple personality disorder hugely helped me shape my work because, you know, seeing that illness could be in different personalities, that was huge. I mean, there were just – I could rattle off a lot of names that probably many people wouldn't know, but I would say the research is definitely in my book. But I would say simplifying. I would say also, you know, Louise Hay and Florence Scovel Shinn, they also helped shape my work, just the awareness that different emotions could affect the body differently. So it was a whole – I wouldn't say it was one particular person. It was – insight,
yeah, I understand.
Universe.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like when you're talking about mind over matter, like when you first came on the show, you know, I can really relate to that because of being in such pain that I had been in my wheelchair for over 2.5 years with a neck collar and everything. I got really into Mary Baker Eddy and Dr. Quimby. And I don't know if you ever studied Dr. Quimby.
No, but Mary Baker Eddy, not studied deeply, but yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Quimby was a very, very big influence. He was her healer. Dr. Quimby healed Mary Baker, and he did this whole research study about how to focus your mind, sort of a hypnosis, a science of the mind, of what you're talking about. Maybe you're channeling him.
You know,
you got to look him up when you get off the show.
Yeah, I think what worked for me is a little bit different. And this is why, is because I actually, like, I had a pivotal moment where I had been doing meditation and binaural beats and frequencies and theta state and delta state. And I mean, all of these things for years. And I could get my pain down, but I couldn't heal. I couldn't get it gone. And my life wasn't changing. My body wasn't healing. And I had this, like this experience where a friend of mine, her aunt was dying from lung cancer. And so she asked me if I wanted to go say goodbye. And I said, yes, of course. And so she took me over there. And as I saw this woman who was, in and out of consciousness, she had been in hospice for several months, I kind of had this epiphany and I thought, that's what I probably look like every day, because I was trying so hard to just stay in this state of hypnosis and deep relaxation, which could be helpful. And there was guided meditations. I was listening to these recordings and all these things. And don't get me wrong. I mean, it could be helpful, but it wasn't healing my body. It wasn't changing my life. And so after I saw her in that state, I thought, well, why isn't she healing? She's in this deep state of relaxation for a long period of time and trying to think positive and all of these things. And it made me want to do things radically different. And that was a pivotal moment for me. There was all kinds. So I would say some of it, looking back, shaped me more than I even realized. And I would say that's what me. Yeah, you probably know. You go through it and you just try. So for me, I was just fumbling my way through it. You know what I mean? You probably felt the same way.
Yeah. Walk us through something like just a couple steps through if a patient, a client does come to you for help. What is a couple techniques that you do?
See, I would say what I would do is a few things.
If you had arthritis or you had GERD or like some kind of thyroid problem or something like that.
Absolutely. So I would say the big picture of what I have people do, I have them create a new vision moving forward. And I also identify the negative emotional pattern and help them to then shift it. And so even like my process is called the GIFT method, and it's about changing whatever negative emotional patterns that are affecting our health into a life-changing gift. And so the acronym starts for, get new healthy mind programming. So it starts with creating new positive emotional patterning. And so that's what it starts with. Identify, or the I in it. So I in GIFT is identify. And that's about identifying what specific negative emotion is affecting the body. Then F is about freeing yourself from it. So how to free yourself, release techniques, and also rewire the brain. And then T is stepping into the transformation to make it real. And that's kind of a very, very, very simplified version. But basically that's what I do, is I help people to create a radical shift. People were going to start doing this even themselves right now. What I would always say to somebody is I would say, because the first thing people always ask is, what negative emotions could be affecting my physical body? And I would say that's not the first question the person wants to ask, because if a negative emotion is affecting your physical body, you don't want to increase it. And So the first thing I would say is bring in even more positivity and amplify it. And, what's powerful, part of the reason that's powerful also is because research has shown one study after another that optimism can help speed up cellular reparation. So it can help speed up healing. So
exactly.
That's part of the experience. Yeah. And so so that's what I would have people do is do that, but create new neural pathways with it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would have somebody do, is like hack the process of creating new positive neural pathways. And I can simplify
that. Exactly. I love that. That's why you're on the Fifth Dimension show. That's why you're in the Medical Intuitive Miracle show, because we're moving forward, not backwards. Not backwards.
Exactly.
Yes. Forget that 3D world. Move to the fifth dimension. You're healed already. You're healed with Brandi Gilmore. She has this new book called Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And she is the healer here. She's at www.brandigilmore.com. And she is amazing. I love this. I love this, everything about what you're talking about. Everybody listening is excited to go buy your book right now, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. We're going to go to a quick break right now. What were you going to say?
I just said you're beautiful.
Thank you. This is exciting. We want to move forward. We can be completely healed fast and easy. It doesn't have to be difficult, right, Brandy?
Right. It does require genuine change, but we absolutely can do it.
Right. It does. That's right. Okay, we're going to come back. We have a lot of callers. We want to get to everybody tonight. Well, I don't know everybody, but we want to get to many people as we can because I know they want to talk to Brandy. And we're going to be right back. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you for listening to our show. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you. Hi, welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Our number is 515-5-9709. And we're here with Brandy Gilmore. Brandy, is there anything else you want to say about your book right now to anybody?
What else would I like to say? You know, basically, it's a really fun read. And ultimately, what I do is I'll walk the reader through my specific research that I found and keeping it simple, but just the eye-opening awareness of the mind and how it works and energy and even emotions and simplifying it, and then also how to work with emotions and create a radical shift, because emotions work so much different than most people realize, which is why a lot of people struggle with emotional patterns. And so that's part one, is like the research, and part two is the step-by-step process of how to heal, and it's really incredible.
Oh, that's cool. It sounds like a really great book. I can't wait to get it. And, yeah, it sounds like really an active book, like lots of stuff in there you can do. So
it is packed.
Really cool. What?
Yeah, it is packed full of, it is. Everybody keeps going, oh, my gosh, this has, it's so full of information. It's so eye-opening. It is.
Step-by-step process in there. So do you want to take some callers tonight? We have some people waiting on the line that want to talk to us.
Let's do it. That sounds fun.
Okay, great. Yeah. Right. So, Dan, are you here?
I am here.
We
have Val on the line. Val, you are on with Kimberly.
Hi there.
And Brindy.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi,
Val.
Where are you from? Good. Where are you from?
I am in New York.
Okay, great.
And I am, I'm sorry, I'm a little frazzled. I mean, I'm just, let's take two. How are you ladies tonight?
We're great. And we're both going to be taking questions on health and wellness and stuff like that. So you can ask Brandy your question and I'm here also to assist.
Thank you. Thank you both. mine is more thyroid related. I know maybe 5 years back I went, I had a thyroid, I can't think of what it's called, a scope, and they saw a nodule. And I was told, you know, oh, it's okay, just keep an eye on it, you know, we'll just keep an eye on it. And I had it tested over time. And, well, I'm going to step back another minute before that. I had noticed, like, right where my thyroid is for a few years prior, I had, you know, something sort of bulging out of my neck where my thyroid is. And the doctor said, oh, that's just fatty tissue. When you lose weight, when you lose weight, it will go down. Okay, not exactly what you want to hear. And ironically, I did lose weight just by chance, and it didn't go away. So fast forward a little bit, and I found that I had a nodule, and they kept an eye on it, and at one point I shrank a little bit, and I was seeing an endocrinologist, and she did, you know, I went in somewhat regularly. I'm not the best at going to doctor appointments. And, you know, she checked my swallowing. She checked, no, you're fine. Come back. No, you're fine. But this thing, now I have a goiter, and it's just appearing to be getting bigger and bigger. And I, you know, I don't want to have my thyroid taken out. Number one, I hate medicine. It kills my stomach. But I hate medicine, and I'm at a loss here.
Okay.
And want this thing gone, but I mean, I don't know what's going on, really.
Mm-hmm. So, Kimberly, did you want to answer that, or do you want me to, or what's...
I think we could both do a little bit maybe to help her out. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll follow. Go ahead. Or shall I start, or...
Yeah,
you
I mean,
me.
If you want to start first, it's fine.
This is your playground, and I'm just blessed to play in your playground. So you
okay?
So what I would normally say is I would say this is I would want to look at what emotion was connected to that. I would say typically you might find if you check in. If I ask you if you've noticed in life a feeling of feeling maybe frustrated where you feel like other people are getting the things that they want or the love, the connection, more things that they want, but you're feeling like you're not there and it's not coming to you. If I ask you if you've experienced that in life, just that feeling of feeling like other people are getting things and you're wanting that more as well, but it's not coming. Can you find that?
Here's my thought when it comes to blessings, because I do have a good amount of faith in the Lord. I might say, wow, you're so lucky you got that. What a blessing. But I also say, wow, how blessed am I? So
So I guess when it comes to blessings, I don't know that I can really compare them to, like, I couldn't compare mine to yours because maybe your blessings are meant for you. Even if those are things I say, wow, I'm jealous. I would love that. I'm not really jealous. I'm happy for you. And maybe if I work hard enough, I'll get it. Or maybe if I luck, I'll come across it. But my blessings are meant for me. So I don't really look at it that way.
If I were to say it in another way, give me one second. Yes.
Sure.
I would say it's not bingo. Okay, so if I ask you, if I ask you if you sometimes feel like you're lacking love in life, what you would say?
I mean, maybe lacking love. No, because I know those who are close to me love me unconditionally. And over time, I think, you know, sure, have I loved and lost and maybe been sad? Yes. But have we all? Yes. But, I mean, we all have. So
when you said
I know I'm very loved.
Okay. So when you say I loved and lost, I actually, that's what I see it towards, is that feeling of feeling, bingo, of loved and lost. Bingo. That's the pattern that I see the hurt around, if you're familiar with that.
I am, but hasn't everyone kind of loved and lost before?
So it's like, can I come in at this point?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, Brandy, that was beautiful. I really agree with your
reading. And I appreciate
it. Reading, because we're doing mini readings right now. And Brandy, is it okay if I come in and piggyback
Absolutely.
With you?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So, Val, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm coming in on a different angle real quick because I'm doing the psychic, well, not that Brandy isn't psychic, but we're both kind of doing this together. I am getting a negative number coming up at the top, and I do get that you are very much a person that likes to give and help a lot of people. Is that true, that you like to help people a lot?
I try to when I can, but I've also learned to step back and realize my limits and who I should be giving that help to versus, I'm just going to do it for everybody.
Right. So we're here right now just to give you a fast reading. You asked us real quick about your thyroid, and then we're going to move on. But I am getting that you're here, you're doing a lot to help people a lot. You are number four. You came in the world as a real nice earth angel type person. Four means you're coming in to help and serve people. It would be very surprising to me if you weren't doing, or if you are working, that you're not doing something in kind of like a service position of some kind of, I don't know if you're working right now. You can say yes or no.
Oh, I am working, yes.
Yeah, but if your job of some sort is like a service type position of helping. And they are showing me an energy has been attacking you. Energy does come at you at times. Coming at you, and you know when you came on, you said the doctor kind of overlooked something, then it got bigger, and then it, you know, kind of coming at you. So there is sort of like this anxiety of somewhat coming at you.
Okay.
There is also some dehydration going on. There is something about a medication my guides are saying is not working out. There is vitamins not working out for you. So on other types of levels, there's some things about that not working out. The thing that Brandy is saying to me that I'm getting, also the guys are in agreement with her, is that there's something deep down your subconscious mind is that, not that there's not a fair thing going on, but there's kind of like some frustration going on with this matter. There's a little bit of frustration going on.
I would agree with that.
What's going on with your thyroid at the moment. But here's the good news, my guys are saying. So we're getting this negative number at the top, and we're only talking about the thyroid. Then I'm getting 333, which is the Christ consciousness coming in and healing you. So I feel that this is going to come out being good in the end. You both have our websites. You have our website. So if you want a longer reading with us, you can contact us. So Thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. And
thank you so much.
Very, very, thank you.
Okay. We're going to try to get a couple more callers in, but I love the way our readings went, and thank you so much. Okay, who else do we have coming on?
Okay, we have Patricia. Patricia, you are on with Kimberly. Are you there?
And Brandy.
Yes. I am here. Hi, ladies. Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, ladies, Kimberly and Brandy, for taking my call. I am a first-time caller, and so I've enjoyed this show thus far. My story pretty much goes like this. I have headaches, and I want to say that things changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe around 19, I decided that I wanted to go back to school for nursing, and I did the prereqs and actually was started the program in 19. Well,
mm-hmm.
my daughter, life kind of happened for her,
mm-hmm.
and she lost custody of her children in 2020. And so since then, thank God, she got herself together and got the children back. There have been these events to take place that has taken a lot of my energy and my time. Right now I have homeownership, in my home. I have a litigation, and pretty much the litigation is almost pretty much over. I'm just waiting on the funds to be released. But a wind hail damage to my property. I brought in an attorney, and now we are both in a disagreement. And then my uncle.
Can you ask us one question to Brandy and I that you have? We're trying to keep it just to one question so we understand.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kimberly. I just want to know what is causing. I think I kind of know it's the stresses, but the headaches.
You're having headaches right now?
And I'm tired, too. Sure.
I hear you. So
yeah.
if I were going to, bingo, what I see in your energy, is a feeling of feeling criticized, bingo, and also a feeling of self-criticism connected to that. Are you familiar with that pattern?
I can be critical of myself some,
bingo.
You know, especially when I'm trying to be the best and stand and fight, you know, for others and myself. So, yes, definitely. Yeah.
So that's the pattern that I see connected to it. So, Kimberly, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, thank you, Brandy, for that. So when you first came on before you said anything, okay,
yes.
I didn't get your first name again.
I'm Patricia.
Patricia. Okay, let me hear Patricia. I didn't hear you when you first came on. When you first came on, my guides were showing me the sign of, I don't know if you're strong with Jesus or Holy Spirit. Are you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I first saw the sign of Jesus and the Holy Spirit come on with you, like saying, I'm with you. I'm holding you up right now. I saw that right away. And then I saw the sign of money and pressure with money. I saw 2 fives coming in on you. So before you start telling me your story, I saw money, financial, like I don't know if you're going through some financial burden, and also your work. So for the 7 to be on top of those two numbers, I felt God and Jesus were holding you up with that. So I don't know if that makes sense, but they're telling me they're holding you through this.
Absolutely, Kimberly. I'm almost
then,
in tears.
Okay, and then I saw a strong energy pushing you back, meaning you're going back and forth with something that is a struggle happening right now. I didn't quite get the last ending. You said something about your daughter, and then I had to stop you because I needed you just to ask a straight question. What Brandy was saying, I think, kind of comes in with that. I can't remember because I trans-channel, but with a daughter, they're telling me something about your daughter. Is she, what kind of work is she doing? Because they're telling me something about her.
It was actually, I actually ended with my uncle in guardianship, but my daughter works from home. She does like the, taking calls.
Is she a nurse? Because they're blinking that she does some kind of service work or she's helping people.
She's actually just started radiology.
Okay, yeah.
So
they're telling me she's your soulmate, that you and her are like soul connected.
Oh, is that why we bump heads all the time?
Probably, yeah. There's probably something you guys have to work out together. But anyway, we're going to go now. Is there one last thing we need to say? Because basically the conversation is that whatever you're going through right now, please have a little more faith. Have more faith in your being taken care of, that the spirit is guiding you, is helping you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And also what Brandy said to you, I think, is ringing true in this.
Thank you, ladies, for the message.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for calling in the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And please pick up Brandy's book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. We do have time for a couple more callers.
Kimberly, we have Leah on the phone. Leah, you are on the phone with Brandy and Kimberly.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call tonight. Kimberly and Brandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm trying to get going in my life. I feel kind of stuck, and I lost my phone. I don't know where, and it really bothers me. I don't know whether it was stolen or it fell on the ground or whether it's around here. Do you see anything? I'm sorry to ask you about my phone, but it's bothering me so much, so I had to go out and get another one, and it cost quite a bit, you know.
Brandy, you want to take this first because maybe...
You know, this is, I would say this is not my specialty, so...
okay, so I kind of like,
I would cheat and I would go to Apple and say, where's my phone? Like the find my phone version, I got to be honest.
So that's genius. That's the genius in Brandy calling. Yes, that's very, very smart. Okay, Kimberly's guys, where is the phone? Okay, so 1 to 5, they're saying frequency. Is it in the house? I'm getting a 4. It could be in your house.
Oh, thank you. Maybe it is. Maybe it's because I had to go and get another phone, and this second phone was actually given to me, but then I wanted data, and, you know, so that's what cost the extra. So maybe it is here. Did it go behind a bicycle or something?
I could be in a cushion. No, they're saying it's not in a cushion. Could be.
Well,
I don't know why, but I just heard, is it in her home? And then they said from 1 to 5, I got a number 4.
Wow.
I don't know why it's saying, is it outside? I'm asking from 1 to 5. They're saying no.
Okay, thank you. And nobody took it? Nobody took it?
From 1 to 5, did somebody take it? No.
Oh, thank you.
Doing what Brandy says is a good idea too, though. You know, you can do that. Yeah. We are going to pray that you get your phone. I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. It just, it was bothering me so much because I was really trying to hurry. My friend had to go and do landscaping, and I'm trying to get the cans that he's given me, you know, back. And then I want to go and start cleaning my house and everything. So it's just trying to do so much at once there. Thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah,
You're welcome. You're so, so welcome.
Do you have any questions for Brandy about her book at all?
You, read
you know, something I would love to say, actually, if it's about the emotions. Is that possible? Can I expand on something somebody said earlier? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, yeah. Or did you have any question on the book, or I think your phone? I wish you luck. But I would say, I think that something that our first caller mentioned that was really powerful, something that I hear all the time is people say, you know, all the time people say, well, I have XYZ emotion, I have this and this emotion, but doesn't everybody? You know, and the feeling of loved and lost. If somebody asked me, do I have that feeling? I would say zero. Like I don't have that at all. And the reason I wanted to point that out is just because I with people with so many things, and all of the time people will think that it is that doesn't everybody feel this way? And that is a normal thing that people experience. They go, well, doesn't everybody feel this way? And I've seen some things that, you know, and so ultimately something that's key is you'll want to really remember the subconscious mind is so powerful. And even in the Bible, it says in Proverbs, it says, a merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. And, or life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who love life will eat its fruit. And so ultimately what happens is these emotional patterns that we think, oh, everybody has them. The problem is they're subconscious. So it can be hard to see. Like if somebody had asked me during my injury, if I was experiencing fear towards life or prior to my injury, I would have said no. I would have said, no, what do you, like, I don't even know what you mean. That doesn't even make sense to me. And yet fear and guilt and survivor's guilt was a big part of what impacted me. And so I just want to emphasize, because I said in the beginning that it sounds too easy. And I said there are complexities, one of them being the subconscious mind is by definition below consciousness. And so people don't always specific emotional pattern that is impacting them. And myself, I would not have seen it until I really started to understand the mind. So just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point. I love that. Wow, it's been amazing having you here. And we couldn't get to all the callers. We apologize. But maybe you'll come back on.
I would love that. I would love that. It's been so fun playing with you in this energetic space.
Yeah, it's been great. And just want to shout out again, your website is www.brandygilmore.com. And you're on Instagram. Are you on TikTok also?
I am, and I think what's really fun, on the website, there is a video where I show somebody under medical equipment how to use their own thing, and that, I think, is just really empowering. Like, I'd love, what if everybody realizes we have these incredible ability with our mind and to heal our own body, and so it's cool to see under medical equipment. So
yes, absolutely. Check out your website to look at the video. And follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It is Brandy Gilmore.
Okay, great. And then you're on TikTok, and we're going to pick up your book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And do you have one last thing you want to tell everybody before we go? Any inspiration quotes?
I would say first and foremost, our minds, people are always amazed that I was able to heal myself. And I would say, that it's not that I'm so amazing. Yes, I'm amazing, but we're all amazing. And even in the Bible, you know, a merry heart is a medicine. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. It really does take us understanding. You know, research has shown for years that stress impacts the body. We know that.
so many ways, from heart disease to diabetes to all of these things. And just the more we learn to master the God-given abilities that we have, the more it just becomes life-changing, and that we're all incredible. And Kimberly's incredible as well.
Aw, wow. Thank you, Brandy. We love you so much. Thank you for coming on our show, and we love everybody. Stay in the fifth dimension. Thank you so much, Brandy. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.